Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.
Magandang araw sa bawat isa. Naway kayo po ay na-bless sa praise and worship. Ako po si Sam, isa sa mga pastor dito po sa church, sa ICS. So siguro, you are wondering, nagtataka po kayo kung ano yung video na ipinalabas kanina. Ito po ay video po na isang testimony kung paano po niya naranasan ang pagkilos ng banal na Espiritu. Dahil itong araw na ito po ay ang pag-uusapan po natin ay ang banal na Espiritu, dahil ang araw na ito is a celebration po ng Day of Pentecost. Today po is the birthday of the church, kung saan ibinuhos ng Panginoon ang kanyang banal na Espiritu sa bawat isa sa atin. Alam niyo po, ang banal na Espiritu ay ang kaganapan, katuparan ng pangako po ng Diyos sa lumang tipan, na maraming taon ang nakalipas po nung ipinangako ang Panginoon that in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Kung ikaw po ay mananampalataya po sa ating Panginoong Hesukristo, you should, you know, experience the moving and outpouring of the Holy Spirit. To some of us who already received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, continue to seek, you know, the presence of the Lord. Ito pong kaganapan na ito ay una pong nangyari doon sa Book of Acts chapter 2. At dito po ipinakilala po na ang banal na Espiritu ay ang nagbigay ng kakayahan upang sila po ay magsalita ng ibang lingwahe. Ito po ay isa lamang sa mga makikita po nating ebidensya na ang banal na Espiritu po ay kumikilos. One of the evidences na ibinigay po ng Panginoon po sa atin. Kaya po ang banal na Espiritu po ay ito po ay hindi simbolo. Ang banal na Espiritu ay mismong presensya ng Diyos na kumikilos po sa buhay po natin. Ang banal na Espiritu po hindi po bagay, hindi po tool ito, hindi po lamang ito gift. Na kagaya ng iba, iniisip nila ay gift lamang po ito para tayo po ay magkaroon ng sarisaring mga kaloob po na natatanggap mula sa Panginoon. Ang banal na Espiritu po ay ang ikatlong persona sa Trinity po. Tayo dito sa ICS, naniniwala po tayo that there is one God in three different persons. So sa Trinity po, the God of Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. At minsan, hindi natin kilala itong banal na Espiritu. Ang banal na Espiritu po ay siyang kumikilos po sa buhay mo, sa buhay ko, sa buhay nating lahat na sumasapalataya sa ating Panginoong Jesus. Dahil po sa banal na Espiritu, ito po ay ang mismong presensya ng Panginoon, mismong presensya ng Diyos po sa atin. Lalo po tayong, ito po nagbibigay sa atin ng kakayahan upang tayo po ay umuusbong, lumalago, lumalalim, at lalo pong nagtatagumpay, pinagpapala sa gitna ng krisis, sa gitna ng problema, sa gitna ng kahirapan, sa gitna ng kapighatian, o sa gitna ng pagtitiis. Sa umagang ito po, pag-uusapan po natin ang empowering presence. Sabihin nyo nga po, empowering presence. Yes po, ang presensya po ng Panginoon, ang banal na Espiritu, ang siyang nagbigay po sa atin ng kapangyarihan. So kung meron po tayong dapat alalahanin at tatandaan sa araw na ito, is ito po, amidst great distress, our life in Christ Jesus will all the more, sabihin nyo po, all the more, ayan, all the more reflect God's glory because of the Holy Spirit. Grabe, sa gitna ng kabalisahan, sa gitna ng problema, lalo pong nagre-reflect po ang kaluhalatian ng Diyos sa ating buhay kay Kristo. Dahil po yan sa presensya ng Panginoon. Kaya tunghayan po natin itong pangako na ito ng Panginoon dahil patuloy kumikilos ang presensya ng Panginoon sa ating kalagitnaan sa araw na ito. Romans chapter 5 verses 1 to 5. Tingnan po natin, ang sabi po dito, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, dahil po tinanggap natin si Jesus Cristo bilang ating Panginoon at tagapagligtas, and we have been justified, tayo po ay napawalang sala. Ang sabi dito, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Grabe ang biyaya ng Panginoon. And we rejoice. Sabihin niyo po, rejoice. Rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Grabe. So dahil po tinanggap natin ang ating Panginoong bilang Diyos at tagapagligtas, at ngayon po, nagkaroon po tayo ng kapayapaan, at tayo po ay nasa biyaya ng Panginoon, malakas sa biyaya ng Panginoon. Sabi dito, nagagalak po tayo dahil sa kaluwalhatian ng Panginoon na inaasa po natin. At sinabi dito sa verse 3, not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings. What? Rejoice in our sufferings? Patuloy po tayo. Because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us. Hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us. Ganun katindi po. Ang sinasabi po ng Apostol Paul po dito, Apostol Pablo po, ay sa gitna ng paghihirap tayo po ay magagalak. Ano? What? Yes, we rejoice. Sa gitna po ba ng uncertainties, tayo po ay magagalak? Yes, we are called to rejoice. Bakit po? Bakit nagkakaroon tayo ng kagalakan na ito? Dahil po sa banal na Espiritu na siya mismo presensya ng Panginoon. At dahil ang presensya ng Panginoon ibinuhos na doon sa first century church, sa Book of Acts, 2,000 years ago, it is now continuously working in your life and in my life so that the glory of God, yung kaluwalhatian ng Panginoon sa gitna ng kalagitnaan, patuloy pong nagmagre-reflect po yan sa buhay ng bawat isa. Ganun katindi po ang presensya ng Panginoon. It empowers us. So the empowering presence of God, okay, ang presensya ng Panginoon nagbibigay sa atin ng kakayahan. Anong kakayahan po ito? Okay? Kakayahan po na nagbibigay ng renewal. Pagbabago. It regenerates us. Naalala ko po, minsan nagkaroon ako ng pagkakataon na makita po yung sistema ng isang hydro. Kailangan po pala ng malakas na agos yon. At ang pinakamatindi, kapag napakalakas ng agos po, napakalakas ng pag-flow ng water, lalong umiikot yung propeller, at habang umiikot ang propeller dahil po sa tinding pressure po ng tubig, nakakapag-create po ito ng mas malakas na energy. Isn't it what the Apostle Paul is saying? That despite of our sufferings, the more it rejuvenates us, the more it gives us the renewal. Ganun po ang effect ng Holy Spirit. Minsan hindi natin nakikita ang banal na Espiritu, pero kapag ito po ay kumikilos sa buhay natin, kagaya ng isang paper plane na ito, pagkilos po, pagbuhos ng ang hangin, hindi nakikita. Ngunit ito po ay lumilipad ng ganon. The same thing, the same effect with our lives. Kapag ang Panginoon po, ang presensya po niya ay ang kumikilos na, it gives renewal. It brings revival. It rejuvenates our spirit. Ganon katindi po. Ako po wala na pong nanay at tatay. At may mga souvenir po ako sa ng nanay at tatay ko, may mga sentimental value po ng mga gifts na receive ko sa kanila. At every time makikita po yan, halulungkot po ako. Dahil po, yung gift, yung souvenir, yung memento, kung ano mang natanggap mo, hindi po pwedeng ipagpalit sa presensya ng Panginoon. Ladies and gentlemen, mga kapatid, habang kayo po ay nanonood dyan, hindi lamang po blessing ang ibubuhos ng Panginoon sa buhay niyo, mismo ang presensya niya, at ito po ang presensya ng Banal na Espiritu. I would remember nung time na yun, natatawagan na lang ako bigla ng nanay ko. I was down, and tatawag na lang, or te-text na lang, kumusta na kayo dyan, Sam? The same thing, the Holy Spirit, when it comes in power, if you would just open your life upon Him, it brings renewal. This is the fulfillment. At maraming mga passages of the Old Testament na nagbibigay sa atin po ng assurance of how the Holy Spirit works and renews our lives. Like for example, in Isaiah chapter 40, sabi po dito sa verse 30 and 31, even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. Kahit napakalakas, kahit napakabata, napakalakas ng tuod, they may stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Grabe! Dahil ang sinabi ng Panginoon dito sa pamamagitan ng prophet Isaiah, He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. It was an assurance before of the struggling Israelites. Pero mga kapatid, this renewal has been fully fulfilled in our time now. For you and me who follow Jesus, ang kapangyarihan ng Banal na Espiritu po ay nagbibigay ng strength, renewal ng bawat isa sa atin. Pangalawa po, it gives us assurance. Not only renews us, but it reassures us. Kahit anong gulo, anong kapighatian, ang katuparan ng pangako ng Panginoon ay binigay po niya sa atin na may kasamang katiyakan. Anong katiyakan po ito? Katiyakan ng kanyang presensya. When the disciples, they were so worried. Balisang-balisa na sila dahil ang sinasabi ng Panginoon, aalis na ako. And in John chapter 16, patuloy niya sinasabi, I will be sending Comforter. He will teach you. He will guide you into all truth. And then before he ends, sinabi niya, I have told you these things so that in me you have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, sabi po ng Panginoon, I have overcome the world. Paano po natin mapagtagumpayan po ito na sa kahit anong klaseng gulo, troubles, kahirapan, sabi ng Panginoon, we will be victorious. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, I will give you. It reassures us. Amazing. Can you say amen to that? Kung a-advance tayo dito sa chapter 5, punta tayo sa chapter 8 ng Romans, sinabi ni Paul, sabi niya, now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Grabing assurance, no? Tagapagmana ng kayamanan. Heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His suffering in order that we may also share in His glory. Ibang klase po ang sumusunod sa Panginoon na kahit may kapighatian, kahit may kahirapan, we enjoy it. It is like a fire kapag mas tumitindi ang temperature ng init, pag daan po doon ng isang ginto, lalong naging puro po ito. We, as believers of Jesus, because of the power of the Holy Spirit, it allows us to see the assurance of His glory that continues to reflect in us. And that's because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Kasi sinabi niya sa verse 18, I consider that our present sufferings, nauunawaan talaga ito ni Pablo, itong klaseng mga sufferings na ito, are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Maybe sa time po niya, he was suffering. Pero yung hope, yung pag-asa, ay nagbibigay po ng sobrang kagalakan sa puso niya dahil po hindi maikukumpara. Ang sabi doon, it will not be compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. Ang ibig sabihin po ni Pablo po, that even now that we are going through the suffering, the glory of the Lord is now reflecting and not yet. Parang it is now here, but not yet. Because he knows that there will be more. There will be more of his presence. There will be more of his glory that will flow. What an assurance. What an assurance. Kaya tinuloy po niya dito sa verse 26, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Nangihina daw po ang ating buhay, but we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Grabe ang pagkilos ng Banal na Espiritu na nananahan sa atin. The Holy Spirit, hindi nag-intercede from afar, but His presence that is in us, He understands what we feel, and He knows the mind of God. See, it helps us overcome all these weaknesses that we have. As Christ is interceding for us, there in the heavenly tabernacle, the Holy Spirit is very close. It assures us that despite of our weariness, pagod na pagod, pinanghihinaan po tayo, brothers and sisters, the power of the Holy Spirit reassures us again. Verse 28, dahil ito sa pagkilos ng Banal na Espiritu. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Nauunawaan natin lalo yan, na sa gitna ng kapighatian, the Spirit of God reassures us. Pinalalakas pa lalo tayo ng presensya ng Panginoon. Ang Kanyang presensya po ang nagbibigay ng katiyakan upang mararanasan pa po natin ang sobrang biyaya at tagumpay ng Panginoon sa buhay natin. The Holy Spirit, hindi pwedeng i-downgrade natin into gifts lamang, but the presence of but it is the very presence of God that is working in your life. Ngayon po, habang nanonood po kayo, parang may ibang pakiramdam. That is the Holy Spirit touching your heart. He is speaking to us because He is not far, He is near. To those who come close and draw near to Him, it is the empowering presence of God. The empowering presence of God also reforms us. Reforms us, nagbibigay ng pagbabago. Nagta-transform sa atin. Not only allows us to gain the strength that we need, not only assures us, pero napakatindi po nito. No? Romans chapter 8 verses 1 and 2, therefore there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. At yun, Panginoon, siguro ngayon, nag-iisip ka, Lord, paano ko ito pagtagumpayan itong mga struggles ko? That the work of the Holy Spirit also comes so that He will change your life. There is now no condemnation. Sa tingin mo, wala na sigurong presensya ng Panginoon sa akin kasi nungalingan po yan ang kaaway. Ang sabi po nito, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus because through Jesus, the law of the Spirit. Grabe, andyan na naman ang pagkilos ng Banal na Espiritu. The law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Ito po ang nagbi-bear witness po sa atin that we can come to the Lord. Verse 10, but if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, antindi. Yung role ng Holy Spirit sa resurrection ni Christ, the same power, the Holy Spirit, our God, will work in your life so that we will experience. Sabi dito, he who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you. Grabe! It enables us to face the future without any guilt feeling. Why? Because the Lord empowers us now. The Lord empowers us later. He will change this mortal body, and that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Grabe pala ang Holy Spirit. Grabe ang Holy Spirit. It gives us the virtues, the qualities, lahat inaayos ng Banal na Espiritu so that day after day we can live and walk in the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, ang tindi, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. The Holy Spirit, friends, the Holy Spirit is bringing in us the quality of Jesus Christ Himself in your life and in my life. Isn't it wonderful that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is not just for us to enable to speak other tongues. That's just the beginning. But it enables us, it empowers us to live and reflect the glory of God and to show these virtues and qualities and inner strength that we have and also the assurance of the promise of God. And that's the very presence of God in your life and my life. To those of you there who believes in Jesus, to those who put their faith in the Son of God, the Spirit of God is available for you. Siguro matagal ka ng Kristiyano, sabihin, hindi ko nararanasan ang banal na Espiritu. My friend, this is a promise that God has given us. The promised salvation and the promised power is available to all of us. It is the working and the moving of the Holy Spirit that assures us, that renews us, that changes us into the image of the Lord. So you can come right now. You can open your heart right now and feel the outpouring of the Holy Spirit like the video that we saw a while ago. He will just come. If you call upon the name of the Lord, He will come because Jesus promised this. Sa panahon ng kapighatian na ito, araw-araw mas dumoble yung nai-infect ng COVID-19 na ito. Kapag tayo po ay napuspos ng banal na Espiritu, when the Holy Spirit fills us, it will not bring us worry, but it gives us the strength to rejoice amidst suffering. His presence is available. If you receive the Holy Spirit, why don't you start worshiping Him and lifting your voices to Him right now and allowing your room, your place right now to be filled with the presence of the Lord. We are living in the last days and God is pouring His power upon you and me, His very presence, so that we can stand even in amidst uncertainties. Why don't we worship the Lord? And maybe if you are, if you have not yet received Jesus in your heart and you feel, I am not worthy, do not listen to that lie. That's the enemy's lie. Listen to the Spirit who is giving you life. Come, call upon Jesus and start worshiping Him. Ang worship team po ay nandito po ngayon. Let us worship Him and allowing the Spirit of God to flow upon your life. Oh, puso, mananatili sa iyong lilim. It is a commitment that, Lord, I will stay under your shadow, Lord God. We can, and it is possible. Why? Because it is God, ang Diyos mismo, ang unang nananatili sa atin at mananatili sa atin kapag atin buksan po ang ating buhay. Mga kapatid, the Holy Spirit is now moving in your heart. It is now moving in your life and in your family. Despite of your situation right now, maybe you're sick, the Holy Spirit will come into your life and fill your perspective, your heart, your mind with hope and reflects His glory. Siguro you're asking, Lord, I am down. You need the Holy Spirit. You need His presence. You think, Lord, hindi ko alam kung ano na mangyayari sa trabaho ko. You know, you need the Holy Spirit so that we can rejoice. You know, this is an opportunity for you. If you have not asked Jesus to reign in your life and begin to experience the power of the presence of the Lord, sumunod lamang po kayo sa prayer na ito. Make this prayer your prayer. Open your heart and pray heartily to Him. Follow this prayer. Lord Jesus, yes, I am a sinner. Ako po ay makasalanan at alam ko, Panginoon, na sa sarili kong kakayahan, hindi ko kayang iligtas ang sarili ko. O Diyos, hindi ko kayang baguhin ang sarili ko. Ngunit maraming salamat at ikaw, Panginoong Hesus, namatay para sa akin upang mapatawad ang aking lahat ng mga kasalanan. Patawarin niyo po ako, Panginoon. At sa oras na ito, Panginoon, ako ay susunod sa iyo at ikaw na ang aking tanging Diyos, Panginoon at tagapagligtas. At sa oras na ito, ibuhos niyo po sa akin ang iyong pangako. Hindi lamang pagpapala, hindi lamang tagumpay. Ibuhos niyo po sa akin ang iyong banal na Espiritu, na ito po ang mismong presensya mo na sasama sa akin upang ang aking buhay ay magtagumpay. Sa pangalan ni Jesus, amen at amen. Hallelujah. Let me pray for all of us right now. Lord Jesus, continue to allow your Spirit to move and work upon each one of us. Let it flow right now. Kami po ay mananatili sa iyong lilim, Panginoon, at aming masusumpungan ang iyong biyaya, Panginoon, ang iyong banal na Espiritu na siya mismong presensya mo, Panginoon. Yes, hindi namin maiiwasan, Panginoon, ang kapighatian, ang suffering, so God. But thank you so much because your presence is available. You said, "And I will go with you till the end of the age," sabi ni Lord. And the fulfillment of that is the Holy Spirit. So bless us with your presence, so God. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want to know more about Jesus, please, don't hesitate. Huwag po kayong mag-atpiling. I-message po kami dito sa ICS Church, sa FB, and we would be glad to serve you. Have a victorious week and enjoy the presence of the Lord in your life. God bless you.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ICS.Church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICSChurch.